Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, Mr. Thiel, it is the Spoken Hustle. For someone who's never heard the Spoken Hustle before, just give me an indication of what's about to go down.
Well, every Monday, come in here, man, and I just sort of talk about things that I go through in my own life and that I've learned in my own life and that I'm still learning in my life. With you guys, I talk to you guys about it in the aim to sort of either inspire you guys to do the same or join me on a journey that we can take together where we learn from each other and grow together.
Yeah, and you do a great job of it every single week. Let's kick it off with conversations one has with oneself that ultimately mean that you do very little. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so I was thinking about, like, a lot of the time I always talk about things that encourage people to take action, you know, like to do different, to pursue their interests, to try something different, to try something new, to be brave. And then I sort of think to myself, you know, a lot of the time the conversations I have with myself are along those lines too, like, okay, Vaughn, you need to do this, you need to do that. And then because of the way our brains are structured, and, you know, I can only speak from my own, is that sometimes I'll immediately start thinking of the reasons why I can't do that or what the barriers are to doing that idea that I have or the interest that I have. Sometimes it's quite basic, like, oh, but then I think I might be tired when I have to do this. Or I think that, you know, and I started like making up a lot of various excuses as to why it will be difficult to do what I'm thinking of doing. And then you get into sort of like a position where you deliberate with yourself. You're like, okay, I really want to do it. I know it'll help. But then what about this and what about that? And, you know, how much does this cost? Or where do I have to go? Or how far do I have to drive? Or what will people say? And what will people think? And eventually you deliberate with yourself so much that you don't end up doing it, right? And what my message was today and sort of the theme of what I wanted to talk about was, you know, don't over deliberating is sometimes worse than doing nothing. And the reason why I said that is because when you do nothing, you at least are thinking of it.
You're not giving it energy.
You don't even think of something to do, so you're just doing nothing. You're just doing what you've always been doing, right? You haven't thought of anything new. But the minute you think of something new, you put your brain into a space where now you can actually start becoming upset or not. I don't want to say depressed, because that's a very big word, but you can start becoming frustrated at your current situation because now you've put your brain into a one that could exist. But now you over-deliberate, you don't do it, so you're back at where you were, but except now you've thought of something that you could be doing, so you frustrate yourself even more. So over-deliberating an idea that you might have or a space that you might want to exist in, you know, is way worse than not thinking of that space at all. I would rather not know what I would like to do, then know and just talk myself out of doing it, because I'll just become more and more frustrated with my current situation, which is the immediate reality that I face, which then will alter the way I sort of handle my day-to-day life, the way I progress, the way I learn. So yeah, man, like over deliberation is sometimes way worse than not thinking of a new idea or a new thing at all.
Is it about forcing yourself into situations where you just have to do it?
Yeah, that's...
And like, how do you get better at playing that role in your own life of being the person that says, yo, I'm not going to accept this from you in my own personal capacity. I'm going to push you to do X, Y, and Z whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes down to that. Like, sometimes I put myself in situations where I'm forced to do what I said I would do. Because I know that I have the tendency to think a lot and then do less, which is not ideal, you know. So I work on that in my own life. Like, okay, if I think of this idea and this concept that I think will work or this interest that I have, between this and this time, I'm going to force myself to do this. Or I'll get somebody else that is interested in a similar thing to me that maybe is better at just doing than I am at thinking of the idea, and then get them to do it with me. And they then become the force that makes me do it. Like, they'll be there, hey, yo, bro, you said you were going to do this, do it, you know, and then be on top of me to get it done. So it depends what kind of person you are, what kind of idea it is, what kind of thing it is, but generally you should work on yourself to the point where you are your own motivator to get things done. And generally I've got to that space now where it's like, if I don't do this, no one will, and who will end up being frustrated? Not the people that could enjoy this idea. No, not at all, because they don't even know it exists. Only me, who knows it could exist, will be frustrated with myself. So I don't want to, I don't like that. So I force myself to try and get these things done, as small as they may be, you know?
It's that saying of the day is going to happen whether you like it or not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that, man. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, it is going to happen whether you like it or not. But if you want to add something to your life or change something about your life, don't over deliberate it. Rather, do it. Or don't think of something else you want to do. Like, don't put yourself in that frustrating position. If you're not going to do it, don't think about it. Because you damage yourself. You damage yourself. You really frustrate yourself. If you think of something and you're really interested in it, don't say anything about it. Don't even stamp it saying that you're interested in it. Do it. Do it first. First do it. Like, I've started to do that now. Like, I think of something, like I read something, and I'll be like, that seems pretty cool. But I'll only label it as something I'm interested in once I've actually tried and try to do it. Because otherwise, what's happened to me is, like, I've labeled it like an interest of mine. It's in my brain, like, I'm so interested in this, I talk about it to people. And the more I'm talking about it to people and thinking about it and whatever, it starts, like, it becomes like a reality in my mind that I'm actually doing this. And then I haven't actually, then I over-deliberate why I haven't done it. And then that just becomes a frustration. Whereas I should have just said, oh, that seems cool, let me try it. Oh, I actually am interested in this. But then I'm doing it. So I'm not creating a frustration in my immediate reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's actually quite a, you know, it makes it a little bit more real when you say to yourself, you're not even allowed to think of this unless you're going to action it. It maybe forces you to action it a little bit more because you're not allowing yourself the luxury of even thinking about it in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, our minds are very powerful. Like, our minds are our greatest weapon and our worst enemy. So if we channel our minds to think of new ideas and think of cool things to do and create this and create that, we can do it. You know, we can do it. But we can also come up with these ideas, and our minds can convince us to not actually action them, which then causes such internal frustration that you can lose your mind. You can go crazy and you can get depressed in your situation. So my whole thing is, like, let's try, like, I'm working on this to try and get onto that wavelength. Is if I'm going to think of something, I must be either I must be willing to do it or I must be courageous enough to try it, you know? Otherwise rather don't do it to yourself.
How does the self-doubt play into this whole conversation?
Yeah, that's self-doubt's, like, I think a major driver as to why you deliberate, you know. Sometimes it's because of a situation.
It is the driver, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it could be situational, like, at the moment I can't, so, you know. But sometimes a lot of the deliberation comes in, but can I actually, will people think I'm good enough? Will they select me? Will, you know, what if they don't? All those type of things, you know. What you got to tell yourself is, there's a reason you thought about this. There's a reason you think you can do it. You know, you owe yourself that much. You owe yourself to go and try. You know, you owe yourself to give yourself the chance. Otherwise, you're thinking for everybody else. You know, what if they don't like me? Let them decide that once you try it. You know what I mean? Don't overthink it. Don't think in the third person. Don't think for the person next to you. Think for yourself and why you thought of that idea. Once you can start doing that and say, okay, you know, everything else actually doesn't matter because it will play itself out. It will all play itself out if I take that step and try it in my own capacity. Everything else should play itself out. That's sort of how I start to think about it. Like, you know what, fuck it, man. I'm not going to think for them. I'm going to think for me. And then they will decide once I've done it.
The thing is we are so controlled by other people's opinions of us, and the truth is that we half the time don't even know what those opinions are or make up what we think those opinions might be.
Yeah.
But learning to manage that and to channel that, I don't know. I often really hope that it is something that comes with age, and the older you get, the less you care. But this idea of, you know, not caring is a very difficult one to wrap your head around.
Yeah. Look, it's hard to say that you must live in a space where you don't care. Because, like, I feel like if you live in a space where you...
Is that a lie? Do people that say they don't care, are they lying at some level?
You know, to some degree, I think so. I think you see, this is what's funny, okay? And it's a lot of the time we only hear about people that don't care, you know. I didn't care what people think, that's why I made it, okay? That's what they say, okay? But what's funny is that they didn't care what people think, and they made it. The reason they made it is because they appealed to a certain group of people that then elevated them to this position of celebrity or this position of power, right? Somebody, somewhere, in a big way, believes in what they do, you know, understands what they're trying to do. So, therefore, those people, that those 30,000 people that you have on Twitter, those 100,000 people that you speak to over your YouTube videos, those 500 people that you speak to on a weekly basis at seminars, right? You care what those people think of you.
Mm.
You do care. You can't tell me you don't care. Those people are there because they believe in you. You therefore do care what they think. So yes, I do think everybody does at some level care what people think about them, right? And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to care about what people think about you.
As long as it doesn't dictate your path.
Exactly. If you're portraying who you are, right, in your entirety, you're true to who you are. You're portraying it. Your flaws, your everything. You're vulnerable. You know, whatever it may be. You're there. This is me. I'm Vaughn. Right? You like me. You 100,000 people really like me. You South Africa like me. Right? Therefore, I do care about what the people that support me and like me. I do care what you think about me. I really do. And I want to make you proud, and I want to make it work for you and for me, right? But those that don't like me, and those that might not enjoy what I say and what I do, you know, I'm not going to allow that to dictate the way I behave for the people that do, you know? So I think, like, that's it's the same. You can draw a parallel between how people say, no, I'm colorblind, I don't see race. You know, like that's problematic. You know, saying that you don't care what people think of you is also problematic, because you should care, because you care about them.
But just know how to channel it in a positive way.
Yes, you know what I'm trying to say. You can't make these problematic statements because it's so broad that it doesn't actually give anyone anything to work with. What I'm saying is, be yourself, and the people that do like you care about what they think. Because if you're being yourself, they will always be the ones to bring you back on track if you do ever stray. Because they'll stop liking you. And then when you realize that, you say, okay, no, wait. You know? So, yeah, man, I self-doubt is a problem when it comes to trying to do things, right? Caring about what people think can also be, but it's inclusive in self-doubt. Like, if you doubt yourself, you will think everybody else is going to think that you're not good, right? And then that's going to make you not want to do something. So for me, it's just about understanding who you are and what it is you want to do, being brave enough to try it, and let everyone else decide their own thoughts, you know? Don't think for everyone else. We think for so many people when we try something that we forget to focus on our own thoughts and what it is we actually want.
And we're assuming half the time that we know what they're even thinking in the first place.
Yes, bro. You know, sometimes I've done things and I've been like, and someone said that was great, and to me it was like, not, to me I thought, what? That wasn't good.
It's the fundamental, you feel like you got this giant pimple on your nose, and until you point it out to someone, they don't even notice that it's there.
Shut up,
bro. You think that they've been staring at it for the whole hour.
You're your own worst enemy sometimes.
It's hard, bro. Okay, what's the big power lines here, the big takeaway?
For me, it's...
Let's go through the drive-thru. Producer Kat, do you want to just order some spoken husk? Yeah, okay.
With a Diet Coke. No, actually, I don't drink fizzy drinks.
You need to order some spoken hustle motivation, okay? So you drive up, vroom, vroom.
Welcome to Kelman on Cliff Central. Yes. Can I take your order, please?
Okay, what would you like? See, now you're in a conversation with yourself.
No, you are ordering. I'm the lady.
Okay, cool. I would like the big power takeout from this week's edition of The Spoken Hustle with Vaughn Thiel.
Large or medium, sir?
Let's go double XL.
What drink would you like, sir?
Some self-doubt medication.
So we don't have that today, sir, but go to the next window, please, to pay.
Okay, are you going to get... Is Vaughn at the next window?
Try it, steer, they got sweets.
Okay, well, thank you. You've been so helpful.
You need to pay, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Cash or card?
Card.
Do you have a smart shopper?
No, okay. Thank you, I've paid. Let's go to the next till. Here's the product.
Pick up next. Vaughn.
Jeez, that was terribly executed. Vaughn.
The world is full of people that doubt. Don't be one of them.
Okay. It's so hard, though. So there you go. You've got some homework. It involves looking in the mirror tonight. Not going to be overnight that you start not doubting yourself and that, but maybe you just got to every now and then think, why am I doing this so much?
Yeah, man, you only got one chance to live this life, bro. So you might as well try things and try. Like, the main thing is, try them. Don't be worried about what happens next. If you're interested, try it. That's the first step. Once you've done that, you'll figure out, will it work? Will it work? Won't it work? You know, then you can navigate. but not
and
trying.
Sometimes it's cool when something's a colossal f up.
Of course, bro. You either. I finally told me this last week. He said you either get paid or you learn.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's also a power line. That was the dessert. That was the McFlurry. You get that, Producer Cat? Did you get the McFlurry?
Yeah, I got it from you this afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Power. There you go. That is the Spoken Hustle. It's at Vaughn the Poet everywhere, right?
100%, bro. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.